Action Park Media.
You're on the ILC, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the ILC podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you, as for the first time in 17 games, the Islanders have played 17 playoff games so far. For the first time in their 18th, they will be faced with elimination Wednesday night at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Could be final game at the old barn. The Islanders are going to need a lot more than what they had Monday night in Tampa. Let's talk about it a little bit here after the game. An 8-0 loss in Game 5. As always, you can listen to the show anywhere you want. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, on and on and on. Get your Isle Seat podcast gear at yesmenoutfitters.com. Devin has been putting tons of great stuff up throughout the playoffs. Plenty of gear to get as we try to extend this Islander season beyond Wednesday night. Need a full effort. As Devin would say, everybody needs to pull the rope on Wednesday. Yesmenoutfitters.com, the place to be. So, Isles get racked 8-0 on Monday night. The absolute biggest burn-the-tape game you could ever see in your life. I mean, we've talked in the past, you know, Dougie blowouts and this and that. You know, there hasn't been too many of those since Barry's been here. But to have a game like that in, you know, Game 5 of the Stanley Cup semifinals, it was really not ideal whatsoever. But here's the thing for me. Like, anything that happened in that game after that Nelson penalty early in the second, Isles get down 3-0. I thought it was very similar to the Game 5 in Boston. Now, the difference is obviously the score was more indicative of what actually happened in that period. You know, the Islanders, they got kind of blitzed that Game 5 in Boston, but, you know, weird things happened. The Bruins didn't add on to that 1-0 lead. The Islanders got the late power play to tie it, and suddenly they went into the first intermission 1-1, where it could have been 3-0. Well, this time it was 3-0. So the Islanders did get racked this time. Now, the goals were kind of fluky. They were weird bounces, let's be fair. The first Stamkos goal, weird deflection, goes right to him in an empty net. Green puts the second one in the net. The third one hit about five guys in front. It goes off of Kalorn. It goes in. But that does not mean that they played awful in the first period. I mean, odd man rush after odd man rush after odd man rush. I mean, Tampa deserved to be up 3-0 despite the fact that the three goals they actually scored were kind of fluky. Weird bounces but deserved goals is what that was for Tampa Bay in the first period tonight. But in terms of the full game, I don't take anything that happened after the Nelson penalty. And you knew it wasn't happening. Like, it's 3-0. The Islanders start to generate a little something in that first couple minutes of the second period. And two posts, missed the net. Like, it wasn't happening. Like, you get it to 3-1 there, sure. Maybe something goes on. But then the wheels just completely came off the bus after that. There was no turning back. Bad penalty after bad penalty after bad penalty after bad penalty. Power play, power play, power play. They spent the entire second period on the kill. And yeah, they killed a couple off, but you give that team all those chances, they're going to make it look bad. And then you had the Barzy situation at the end of the second period, which is the only thing after the Nelson penalty that you have to take out of this game, because it was stupidity. Like, that was the first time. Like, Barzal's done a great job in this playoffs, the entire playoffs. He's done a great job. Retaliation, not getting frustrated, not taking stupid penalties. He finally took one. Now, was that a little bit of a sell job there? I don't think that Ruda had to act like he got shot. I don't think that it was that bad. Did he get him in the face? Yeah, he got him in the face. Nobody's going to lie to that. But we've seen 25 worst cross-checks in the playoffs not called penalties in the last week. I mean, there was about 15 of them in the Vegas-Montreal game on Sunday night. So I don't think that he's going to be suspended. He honestly better not be. Now, I'll stop watching hockey if the NHL suspends Barzal over that cross-check on Monday night. I will. I'll stop watching. Because that should not be suspended. He got thrown out for the game. That's it. It's over. Trotz was pissed at him afterwards. You could tell. He put us in a bad spot. The game was over at that point. You can't run the risk of us even having the conversation the next day. Is he going to be available or are they going to suspend him? I don't think they will, like I said, I'll stop watching the league if they suspend him over that play. But you can't even give yourself a chance to be put into that discussion. And that's why it was very selfish and very foolish for what Barzal did, despite the fact that Rude had to act like he was shot, which was true. A little bit too much sell job there. Didn't help him. So very selfish from Barzy. Everything else was nonsense. Burn the tape. Wipe it away. And you got to go win a game now on Wednesday night. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. There's not a lot to, you know, break down from that game. There just isn't. It was ugly. And I thought that Barry kind of did say it perfectly. Like, look, there's no point in dwelling on it. You want to sit here and rip the team? What an embarrassing performance. How do you do that in game five? Yeah, we can all do that. And if they lose on Wednesday night, I think that we can then hammer them a little bit more for this game. I mean, they were 2-0 in game fives on the road in this playoffs already. Were they going to go 3-0? I don't know. It doesn't matter whether it's 8-0 or 1-0. They lost the game. It's over. It's time to move on. It's 3-2. You're going home. And Barry said that game should be motivation enough. The way they got embarrassed. The way they got just their ass beat. Like, that should just be enough. And Cooper, I guess, didn't like DeBarzi because he kept the first power play out the entire third period on that five-minute major. He's just trying to add on. So I've kind of had enough of Cooper, too. Okay? You know, great. Got his cup last year. The Hofstra stuff. I don't care. Cooper's a little tough to handle. He really is. He's not the idiot that Butch Cassidy was, but Cooper's tough to take. So this is it now. You go and get it. I don't think there'll be a carryover. He said that they'll be ready, and you have no choice but to believe that. This guy's done enough now over the last 3 years with this franchise that you have to believe the things he says after that game. You got to take them. You got to take them. You know, you have to trust in the fact that he's going to have them ready to play on Wednesday night, because all the data and all the instances that we have over the last couple years tells you that he will have them ready to play, that he will motivate them to the point where they'll forget about this game or use the game as fuel. That's why this guy's the best in the business. That's why you pay him the big bucks. That's why he's done the job that he's done over the past few years. Was it uncharacteristic? Of course it was. Have teams been blown out in the playoffs before and come back from it? Yeah. I mean, didn't Vegas lose, what, 7-1, 8-1, 7-2 something to Colorado last round? They responded. Different situation. A game one against a game five. I get it. But the Islanders gave up 8 goals to this team in the first game last year, and they responded from it. Didn't win the series, but played well the rest of the series. I think it's one game and you toss it. One game and you toss it. I thought that Barry was very smart to take Varlamov out of that game. Very smart. Kind of threw Sorokin to the wolves. It is what it is. I think Barry knew it 3-0. This thing's getting away from me, and it was a duel. Kind of a dual thing for me. One, sometimes even though it's not the goaltender's fault, you take him out of the game to send a message to the rest of your team. Guys, you're leaving this guy out to dry. So now you got him embarrassed by getting him pulled. You guys did it because there was odd man rush after odd man rush. Well, I think the NBC said it was 10 or 11 of them, and the Islanders don't give those up in a month. So they left Varlamov out to dry. But so on one aspect, you try to embarrass the team by taking out a guy who clearly wasn't his fault that it was 3-0. But the second half of that is, we have been playing a lot of hockey, and you gave Varlamov the last 2-plus periods off to get his body rested and his mind rested for the biggest game of the year on Wednesday night, which I do believe Varlamov is going to start. He's going to Varlamov in that game. And I don't think it was all Sorokin's fault. You know, the goals that got piled on. He gave up 5 goals or whatever it was. And even a couple of his were fluky. Just bouncing off of people and sticks and skates. It is what it is. But it's Varley on Wednesday, and I thought it was a smart move by Barry to get him out of there and say, all right, you know what? Let's reset here. So this moves on now to Wednesday night, and we've talked a lot about the building. We've talked a lot about the moments. and you'll have no bigger one than coming up on Wednesday. This place needs to be the loudest it has been throughout this playoff run or the past 3 years. You got to bring the, and I know people are going to, this isn't me telling you, you know, you got to do it. I know, I'm telling you what's going to happen on Wednesday. People are going to light that place up. All right? That is going to be a scene. Because nobody wants to close the door on this place already on Wednesday. And they don't want to definitely close it on a loss. I remember 13 or 15, whatever it was, 15 with the Caps. And being in there that day for that game six, when you thought it could have been the last game at the Nassau Coliseum, it was supposed to be. And kind of a similar scenario here. They won the game six at home to force that seventh game on the road. And even though they lost the game seven in D.C., you know, there was kind of that feeling of, well, they won the last game at the Coliseum. I do believe that they can win the seventh game in Tampa on Friday night. In fact, I still believe they're going to. I think that this team, despite what they showed you on Monday night, I do believe that this team is built for situations like this. I think that the coach has, I don't know what happened Monday. It's so hard to explain. But you just have to look at it as an outlier. I think that the building is going to push them on Wednesday. I think that it's going to be an incredible scene. I am going to be there. I can't wait. It's going to be off the charts bonkers. But the Islanders have to support that building and keep them off the charts bonkers throughout the 60 minutes. And I believe they'll do that, and I believe they'll get to Tampa on Friday, and I believe that they'll win this thing. You know, and here's the other thing you're going to see a lot over the next 36 hours. The Islanders are done. This is, and they're going to love this. The Islanders are finished. Tampa showed you how bad they are on Monday. They showed you this is a, you know, a fluke run. Fluke run. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that, calling this a fluke run when the team's in the semis for the second straight year? But that's what these people will try to sell you. This has been the Tampa showed you who the Islanders really are, and Tampa's so much better than them, and blah, 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 blah. The Islanders will love that. Barry will love that all throughout Tuesday and Wednesday morning, people writing off the Islanders. Because when they get written off is when they usually step up the most. And, geez, they're going to get written off by a lot of people after that game on Monday. But they will give you, they'll give you an effort, and they'll give you a moment on Wednesday. I just firmly believe that. I'm just throwing it away and firmly believe that. And all these people with the nonsense of boring hockey and they didn't belong, and I think that that's all, that all gets washed away. And they'll get to play a big time game seven. But that's it. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Bring the noise. And listen, you've had an unbelievable 17 games here. 16, I guess. You don't want to count Monday night. 16 games of great playoff run. The 17th game was a bust. But there's a lot of moments and a lot of memories, and you need to validate them here with a win on Wednesday night and get yourself down to Tampa. Because it sucks, because that Pulock play has a chance from Saturday night to really live on in infamy. But it's going to get lost in the shuffle if you go out, you know, in a tough way on Wednesday. You need to make that play stick. And Tampa responded off of it, and now it's the Islanders' turn to respond off of a whooping. So that's it, little quick post-game reaction. I'll get to you guys after the game on Wednesday. I will see you at the barn on Wednesday night. Be at the Orange Tent beforehand, be at the Orange Tent afterwards, celebrating the Islanders forcing a game seven on Friday night in Tampa. There you go. My thanks, as always, to the good crew over at Action Park Media. Thanks to Devin, YesMenOutfitters.com. Get all the gear there as well. I'll talk to you guys later in the week. Big game six at the Coliseum. Keep the doors open. Send them home with a win. Mike Carver, Al Seat Podcast. See you then.